Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And for National Marriage Week, which we celebrate every February 7th to 14th, we're doing this at-home marriage retreat 2023. You can find this retreat on the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website, usccb.org, or you can Google National Marriage Week 2023, and then you can go to the link for all the resources for National Marriage Week for this year. And as I mentioned, we are praying the at-home marriage retreat, and today is day two. Day two is understanding God's design. Yesterday, we talked for day one, we talked about how time is the essence. Today, we talk about understanding God's design. Let us begin. Day two, understanding God's design. Complacency in our spiritual life, as well as our marital life, can lead us to a point of taking God and our spouse for granted. When we do this, we risk losing our intentionality of truly feeding our relationship. We often see emotional starvation in relationship when one or both spouses grow apathetic and stop meeting each other's needs. We see this type of apathy in individuals who take their faith for granted and who give little effort to growing their relationship with Christ. This second habit calls us to be intentional in our relationships with God and our spouse, so as to not take either for granted. Our relationship with Christ. To grow in our understanding of God's design for marriage, it is important to revitalize and strengthen our understanding of what our relationship with God in the Eucharist really means for our journey here on earth. When we truly understand and remind ourselves of what we enter into every time we partake in the Mass, it can facilitate a much deeper and more profound experience of this sacrament. The lack of understanding many people have in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist has created a crisis of faith in our church today that is causing a lack of reverence for our Eucharistic Lord, a decline in Mass attendance, as well as an increase in people leaving the Catholic faith. If we truly understand the miraculous gift of what Christ gives us in the Mass, we would inevitably be compelled to fall prostrate before God in deep thanksgiving and awe. The Mass is the pinnacle of union with Jesus. In the celebration of the Eucharist, we receive His body, blood, soul, and divinity. The Mass is the wedding feast of the Lamb. It is absolutely vital to our existence. St. Padre Pio was once quoted as saying, "It would never be easier for the world to survive without the sun. It would be easier for the world to survive without the sun than to do so without the Holy Mass." He also stated, "If we only knew how God regards this sacrifice, we would risk our lives to be present at a single Mass." St. John Chrysostom was quoted as saying that when Mass is being celebrated, the sanctuary is filled with countless angels who adore the divine victim immolated on the Mass. The saints understood the power of the Eucharist celebration and taught it to others. Do we also seek to understand, when we truly grasp the power of the Mass, or at least attempt to gain a full understanding, it changes the way we experience it and the way in which we convey it to others. Throughout His life, Jesus taught us how to love and forgive throughout His life with us. And as He was concluding His time on earth with us, gave us the eternal gift of His love through His sacrificial death on the cross and through His resurrection into heaven, where He prepares a banquet of joy for all of us. This is what we experience at every Mass. When we seek to understand this truth more deeply, God's grace will expand our love for Him and others more and more every day. Our relationship with each other. Since the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, we long to share it with others and to experience it from our beloved. We need to share it with others. It is how God's love works. God's design for the sacrament of marriage is mirrored so profoundly in the sacrament of the Eucharist that the more we understand the depth of one, the more we can understand the depth of the other. Both sacraments required sacrifice of oneself out of love for another. The life of Christ in the Eucharist and the lives of the spouse on this journey to heaven. In both, there is a sacrificial giving of our bodies so that life can come from it. We become one with Christ through the Eucharist and one with our spouse through our nuptial bond and marital union. Part of the journey toward a deeper love and appreciation of our spouse calls us not only understand God's design for marriage, but also for us to understand the beauty and value of the design God's created in our beloved spouse. One great way to do this is through learning each other's love language and feeding it every day. Here are three discussion questions that we can talk about with each other. First, how can we be more intentional in making Christ in the Eucharist more central to our marriage and learn more about our faith? Second, what are some ways that we can be more deliberate in our relationship with each other? How about with God? Third, consider taking the 5 love languages assessment at www.5lovelanguages.com. And 5 is just the number 5. 5lovelanguages.com. And sharing with each other the results. Also, let us consider feeding each other love language every day. And now let us end in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, help us to be able to walk this journey of making our marriage wholeheartedly into a Eucharistic marriage. Help us to grow in knowing you and each other more deeply, as well as in understanding your beautiful design of marriage and the Mass. Help us to always be mindful of our vows to each other and to honor each other through always seeking to grow in our understanding of each other. We offer this all to you, Jesus, through Mary and in union with Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the 3 challenges that I give to all couples that go through Call to Be One marriage class with us is, first, go to Mass, attend Mass with each other. Many years ago, when Teresa and my wife and I first dated, we were together for 6 years before she invited me to come to Mass with her. And it was the greatest invitation ever. It was just an invitation to join her at Mass for 1 hour every day. And I was reluctant at first, but over time, the Lord melt the walls around my heart. And I came to love Christ in the Eucharist, Christ in the Mass, and I could not wait to be able to receive Him in His body and blood at communion. So my experience at the Easter Vigil when I came into the church was a most beautiful experience ever. And since then, God has worked wonderful things in me, not knowing that within 5 years of 6 years of our marriage, we would enter into diaconal formation, and now being a deacon for coming on 4 years this March. So God has a great plan for each of us. We just have to say yes to Him, yes to His love, yes to His mercy, and yes to our spouse, yes to those who just invite us to come to Mass and participate in the Mass. I've heard many people say that, the Catholic Mass is like any other Christian service, but it is not. The major difference is this Eucharistic celebration where we receive Christ fully, soul, his body, soul, spirit, and divinity, and when we receive Holy Communion. So I invite all of you to come to Mass. So like I said, the first thing that, one of the first challenges that I offer to all engaged couple that goes to call to be one marriage class is to attend Mass together. The second is to pray for each other and to pray with each other. And the third is to practice chastity, to practice chaste living before marriage and even after marriage. Thank you again for joining me on this day two of this at-home marriage retreat, where we dive deeper into understanding God's design for marriage and how we can make our marriage a Eucharistic marriage. Have a blessed day. God bless.